Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
From the studios of New York Public Radio and live on Facebook, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. Lily Hyatt's latest record is called Trinity Lane. It's named after a street in East Nashville where she lives. And although there is a certain Nashville twang to her music, this is definitely a rock and roll album. Trinity Lane is the latest from Lily Hyatt. It's also full of the kind of plain-spoken songwriting and storytelling that we had previously come to expect from her dad, the veteran singer-songwriter John Hyatt. Lily and her band are here to play some songs for us today here in the Soundcheck studio. Beginning with the title track, here's Lily Hyatt live on Soundcheck.
I get bored, so I wanna get drunk. I know how that goes. So I ain't gonna touch it. I get bored and wanna find someone. I know how that goes. So I ain't gonna rush it. Gonna hang on a little bit longer. Sleep well, work a little harder. Put my faith in something I can't see. Crack a window when it rains. This is living off a Trinity Lane. It's working all right for me.
Like I said, rock and roll. That's Lily Hyatt and her band live here in the Soundcheck studio with the title track of her latest record called Trinity Lane. Lily singing and playing the guitar. John Condit also singing and playing guitar. Ryan Kolbeck behind our drum kit. Robert Hudson playing the bass guitar. And Lily, to you and the boys, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
So Trinity Lane is home, is it?
It is.
So it used to be when you said a record had a Nashville sound, everybody kind of knew what that meant. This has a Nashville sound, but not in that kind of older way, right?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I think Nashville's always had a little underground bite going on. Maybe it's just not as well known. But,
right.
But yeah, so I'm glad to hear you think it's Nashville's.
Well, because East Nashville, as we've come to know over the last, like, especially the last 10 years, it's kind of like Williamsburg, you know?
Yeah, it's
so
definitely
is. It's the underground, the indie scene and stuff.
Yeah.
So are those different circles that you travel in, or is it all one big circle? I mean, what's it like there?
Everyone crosses paths for the most part. There's a separation maybe between like the Music Row
right.
scene and the rest of it. But for the most part, it's still a small city.
Yeah.
And you're bound to run into folks. So it's fun.
Well, now this is your third record, but it sounds like, you know, this one was different. That,
yeah.
that maybe the writing process was different as well.
Yeah, it was. The songs were written fairly close together in kind of condensed period of time and
mm-hmm.
had a lot of time on my own and yeah.
Is it some of the themes that recur throughout those songs, things like heartbreak, sobriety or the lack thereof, you know, these are very common themes in songwriting, but you've kind of taken them and made them. A lot of these songs seem to be like really personal kind of snapshots of a day in the life, so to speak.
Yeah, they are. And that's kind of what songs are for me at this point,
mm-hmm.
at least. They're kind of a way to get through that stuff. So a purge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
Were songs always that for you?
They have been for the most part, yes. They're kind of something that I just have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
What about listening to other people's songs? Have you used those the same kind of way?
Certainly, I have.
Yeah.
So,
because one of the other things that's kind of fun about this record is to pick up on all of the allusions and references to other musicians and other songs and other bands that get sprinkled throughout some of the lyrics.
Yeah, I'm glad you hear that because there is a lot of that on the record, so
yeah.
It makes me happy.
So there's a mention of the B-52s. There's a Mr. Young who gets a shout-out. Is that Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then, of course, there's the song that you're going to do next called The Night David Bowie Died,
yeah.
which, as it turns out, is not really about David Bowie, is it?
I wrote it the night after he died, so
mm-hmm.
I think he gave it to me. But yeah, it was kind of the catalyst for talking about some other stuff that was going on. It's really about me.
mm-hmm.
So
when you say that you feel like he gave it, so this is one of those songs that just like came all in a rush. And
yeah, it came out really fast.
Yeah.
So.
And is that unusual when that happens?
It happens sometimes. A few of them on the album came out that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just appear.
Yeah.
This was one of those. So.
Well, let's hear the song. This is one of the rockinest tunes on the record. Kind of appropriate for a song with the title The Night David Bowie Died. You'll find it on the album Trinity Lane by Lily Hyatt. They're playing for us here live on Soundcheck.
Oh, we died, but I just
Lily Hyatt with The Night David Bowie Died, song from her latest record called Trinity Lane. That's almost the way it sounds on the record. I noticed one change of lyric at some point.
I took a cuss word out.
It wasn't really a cuss word.
I didn't know if I could say it or not. I wanted to.
Yeah. So you changed I was a bitch that night to I was a wreck that night, which is very polite
of you. I never know
the
rules.
Well, that's, you know, that's not one of the seven deadly words. Bitch.
Yeah, you're right. So, it's not the F word.
Right. So. Were you a particular Bowie fan?
I do love David Bowie. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I love lots of types of music, but there's always that one artist. Everybody has that one artist, and for me, it was Bowie.
So yeah, Bowie's amazing, and he definitely inspires, I feel like, most musicians in one way or another.
Well, you remember MySpace?
Oh, yeah.
You know, bands would post their stuff on MySpace, and there was that column where you put influences.
Yes.
Somebody did a search engine thing where they, you know, tallied up the names that appeared most in the influences, and Bowie was number one.
Because there's a Bowie for everyone. There's all different
true.
Kinds of Bowies.
Absolutely. Well said, yeah. So growing up in a musical household, you know, with your dad, John Hyatt, I'm assuming out on the road a lot.
Yeah.
Did you grow up with singer-songwriter kind of stuff, or were you left to your own devices musically?
There was a lot of music in my house, a lot of musicians coming in and out, and we went on the road with him sometimes, so I was around all kinds of stuff. I have an older brother, too, that got me into a lot of stuff, and then I got into a lot of my own, you know, so all kinds of music in our house, so that was fun.
Because this album, you know, it's not just this kind of marriage of the twangy Nashville sound with rock. It's specifically echoes of what we used to call alternative rock.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
I think I'm a pretty, I love all kinds of music, but my bread and butter, what I, like, cut my teeth on was alternative grunge rock.
Right, right.
Of the 90s. So that's certainly, like, a big influence for me.
Do you know this Canadian group called The Weather Station?
Yeah, I've heard
Tamara
of
it. Tamara Lindemann, she writes, because she's written this amazing song called 30, about how the age of 30, when a woman turns 30, it's kind of like this witching hour.
That's
or something.
Cool.
You know?
I have to hear that.
Yeah, because you mention 30 years gone at one point and being 32 at another point. And so does it feel like a turning point to you?
Yeah, I was just texting my friend about turning 30, actually, like, yesterday. But it definitely is a turn-the-page time.
Yeah.
And the more, you know, a couple years into it is certainly a growing up. It's time to really go for it.
Yeah.
Or not. That's when you start to realize you can either get better or worse. So I like it so far, growing up.
Well, certainly beats the alternative.
Yeah.
Not growing up.
But not growing up because we're musicians and we don't ever have to grow up all the way.
Yeah, there is a certain Peter Pan element.
Kid at heart forever.
Yeah. Is your dad still a kid at heart?
Yeah.
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 Well, you know, I guess there is this kind of weird dichotomy between being rooted in a place and also being in a profession where your job takes you all over the place and you kind of feel rootless at times.
Yeah. But I mean, it gives you a better sense of home. And also, like, you realize home is really, for me, like, the people of, you know, the landscape is part of it, but it's where the love is really is home.
Yeah.
You know, home can be anywhere when you're out traveling around, so.
So as a kid, did you went on the road with your dad? And
I did, yeah.
That must have been a...
It was fun.
Yeah. Very unusual experience. Well, I mean, it would have been unusual, except for you, it was probably Tuesday.
Yeah, it was fun. Sometimes we'd sell T-shirts or, you know, he opened for Hootie and the Blowfish once. That was a fun tour. Me and my sister were little. So, yeah, it was cool. It was a neat way to grow up.
So are you the only Hyatt of your generation who's followed in your father's footsteps?
Yeah. My brother and sister are very artistic people. I'm the only one pursuing a musical career.
Okay.
So.
Well, Trinity Lane is Lily Hyatt's third record. And this next song you're going to do for us kind of goes back to something I asked you earlier, which you said, you know, for you, songs are a way of dealing with a lot of things, and other people's songs have been that for you as well. That seems to be kind of the theme of this song, isn't it?
Yes. It is, for sure.
All right, let's hear Lily Hyatt and her band. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Lily Hyatt with a song called Records. You'll find it on her latest album called Trinity Lane. So are you a record collector?
You know, I have a small vinyl collection. I have a ton of CDs. I'm a music collector, for sure, in all forms. So,
but a CD doesn't really wait up for you the way an LP does.
Yeah, I think records for me just means an album.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever you can lean into, whatever format that's soothing your soul.
I know. I'm not at all. In fact, I listen to more digital music than I do any other format. But still, there's something poetic about, you know, the LP.
Totally.
As the thing
huge.
That you're coming home to. And
you get a side A, a side B, and you really get to know an album that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you're on tour now with Blitz and Trapper. So what's playing in the van? What are the records that are the records of the moment?
We listened to Pink Floyd on the way over. We listened to
Hardly of the moment, but okay.
Yeah, Tribe Called Quest last night.
All right.
Johnny Thunders. We mix it up a lot. We're all super into music, and we all love all kinds of music, so we get a lot of good stuff going in the van.
That's a good thing when you're in a band.
Yeah.
To love music. And
yeah, well, it's cool. It's cool to pick everyone's musical from everyone's musical library and absorb it.
So Trinity Lane is the latest from Lily Hyatt. It's been a lot of fun having the four of you here with us in the studio today. Thanks so much.
It's been fun for us, too. Thank you. This is awesome.
This is Soundcheck.
I could try to make it better. I could pray it won't get worse.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Follow us at Soundcheck on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram at Soundcheck Radio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick, and our video producer is Kim Nowacki. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
I say you are.